Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. As the Bering Sea pollock season gets underway, two large fish processing plants in the Aleutians are shut down because of COVID-19. KUCB's Hope McKinney reports.
The winter fishery for Bering Sea pollock, which goes into products like McDonald's fish sandwiches, officially opened Wednesday. But not for two of the region's largest processors. The Trident plant in Akatan and the Unisea plant in the Aleutian port town of Unalaska are both shut down. Unisea hopes to have its plant reopened by the end of next week. But Trident announced Thursday morning that its Akatan plant will be closed for 3 full weeks. Trident has been an industry leader in keeping the coronavirus out of its plants through tight quarantines and other protocols. But somehow, it still got in. In the meantime, many fishermen who have to deliver their fish to one of the two shuttered plants are able to hold off. That's because the pollock fishery operates as a cooperative, where vessels have a fixed quota of fish they can catch and deliver to a specific plant. Seafood companies were largely successful in keeping the coronavirus out of their onshore plants during last year's pollock season. But the virus is now spreading at much higher rates inside and outside Alaska, where many processing workers come from. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKinney.
The Pebble Limited Partnership has filed an appeal with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers asking the agency to reconsider its application to build an open-pit gold mine upstream from Bristol Bay. Alaska Public Media reports that the Army Corps rejected the application in November, saying the mine would not comply with the Clean Water Act. The mine would be built on state land, but dredging and filling in federal waters and wetlands requires a permit from the Corps. Pebble Chief Executive John Shively says the decision was rushed, coming just days after the company submitted its final document, a plan to compensate for damage to the area. 2 weeks ago, Governor Mike Dunleavy announced that the state would also appeal the permit rejection. I'm Dan Bross.